So just a sort of food for thought that I had had today, and that involves communication personally and professionally within the field or workplace that we're working at. Now, when I look at the coronavirus situation, I don't want to say there's a positive side. That would be wrong. I would say there's a silver lining that I see that I'm hoping and wishful that can affect some of the younger athletes to be a little less dependent upon certain things and to build better communication skills, essentially. What I see that the virus has done is it's forced us indoors, yes, but it's forced us to reach out to other people and communicate using different ways. Most of the time, I think younger players and younger people might be a little more intimidated to discuss things and to have conversations in person. And I understand that. There's an anxiety to social interaction. But at the same time, a coach once asked me long ago, and it's such a rhetorical question that you've probably heard before many times, and that is, what travels faster on the soccer field? Your voice or the soccer ball? The answer is obvious. It's the voice. And that is such an important point to really understand that when you're on the field or when you're performing in a job place or in any sort of competitive environment, the quickest thing to do is communicate. The most efficient method to performance is communication. And that can go into a lot of different scenarios. When I think of a real world situation, I just think of moments like a car crash or a potential moment of disaster of a kid on a bicycle riding down a hill and has lost control. Now, most of us react. Most of us are emotional and quick reactors. It's just in our DNA. So something's rolling down the hill, something's going wrong, we just run after it. We try to affect the situation. And sometimes, and a lot of situations can be fixed better by adding communication early. I mean, they say the biggest thing, and this is a little off topic, but when you're going to perform CPR, when you learn about CPR, which I've had to do a few times within the sport and within coaching, you learn that the first thing, and I guarantee you a lot of people forget this, the first thing you need to do is shout out to somebody to call 911. You need to get 911 on the way right away. However, it's hard for people to think that when they're in a moment of panic and they might just go right away to performing CPR, checking around for pulse, all these other things, which is delaying the ambulance to get there, which is the vital help they need. So this just made me think that in a time like this, practicing our communication is essential. Mastering our communication. Can we tell someone to do something in an efficient, quick-mannered way without them taking it personal, one, without our tone coming off as rude or demanding, two, and can we express the thoughts or needs that we have at that moment without excess words and excess emotions attached? That's just my food for thought. My small challenge to a lot of players is work on your communication. How it translates to the field, in my opinion, is I see too much communication or I see too little. I see a lot of times a player will communicate to another by saying things like, "Hey, Johnny, you need to go right." Or, hey, Jamie, you need to speed up a lot faster. Now, those are good words. Those aren't terrible sentences. However, that sentence can be broken down into 2 to 3 words rather than 7 to 8. And how you can do that is, Josh, right shoulder. Boom. You've got the name. You've got the direction. Okay, he will turn to his right shoulder. He will look. And boom. You've now solved the problem in half the time. So what I mean effective communication is, what are words you do not need to have? And what are words that can speed the process up, can put in the mind of the defender to act very quickly and act very specific. So if you can communicate quicker, my theory is help your defense work out harder and prevent your own jersey from becoming dirty. All right, you've got 4 guys in front of you at least, plus another couple in the midfield. So if you can direct them in a very good quality manner, then your job becomes a lot easier. Their job becomes a lot easier as well. They don't have to think as much when they have someone behind them directing them. You can think of yourself as a puppeteer. You see everything. You see all your players. The strings are your communication, your words. So if you can communicate this player to go there, that player to go here, you're the puppeteer. You've now moved them into the places you need, and their team should not be able to break through. Now the problem where it gets tricky is that the game is constantly changing and evolving and recreating. So can you as a player do the same thing? Can you give a direction? Can you give a command? And in the same tone, change it, readapt it, give new information, maybe tag on information to what you've already said, or wiping it all clean and being able to give new commands. I think the last thing I want to say about this is you see it most prevalent within the military, and more importantly, in some of the more special ops units. They're taught that communication saves lives. Being able to give short commands, being able to listen and react based on those commands, it makes it into a almost perfect system. Now the problem and the difficulty, of course, is practice, practice, practice. And how do you practice communication? You can't just sit in your room yelling, go left, go right, push up, squeeze, pinch in. However, you can recognize it. And you can listen to yourself when you do communicate. A lot of times we just talk. I talk a lot. I'm guilty of it. And I ramble and ramble. And I don't remember half the stuff I say. However, if you're able to think in the moment and understand what the message is you're giving, how you're giving it, and the effectiveness of it, then that's going to be key to the development of your position. And that's going to be key to making your job easy and making it so you can focus on some of the more tactical, detailed moments. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. This is just a food for thought on a Sunday afternoon during our quarantine. Thank you all. Have a good day.